I'd like to welcome you in once again. The last time I was with you, I was in first chapter in the book of Revelation. And it was the prologue in John's vision of Jesus in chapter 1. And we covered verses 1 through 12 out of those 20 verses. So what I want to do is I want to conclude verses 13 through 20. Verses 13 through 20 reads thusly. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his face. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write these things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Once again, this is the second part of the prologue of John's vision of Jesus. So as we conclude this chapter 1, we want to look at a few things here. These verses, 13 through 16, present a picture of Jesus that contrasts with much of what we see in the four Gospels. He is no longer a baby in a manger with nowhere to lay his head. Instead, he is mighty and majestic, as he will certainly be at his second coming as judge and king of the earth. His eyes are like a fiery flame, his feet like fine bronze, and his voice is like the sound of cascading waters. There is a sword coming from his mouth, and his face is shining like the sun at full strength. This image assures us that when Christ returns, the rulership he has always possessed by virtue of his position as God's Son will be realized in practice. Notably, Jesus, in his might and power, is situated among the lampstands to signify his visible rulership of the church as judge and king, even before his second coming to personally and directly rule the entire world. In other words, before he returns to rule the world, he wants to rule the church. The church then cannot view Jesus merely as a gentle figure with long hair and a loving gaze. Christians must view him as a ruler, for there is a judgment side of Jesus along with the blessing side we love to talk about. He is the might and strength at the center of the church. So let's take a look once again at verses 17 and 18 before we break that down. It says, "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death." So when we look at this, when John saw Jesus as the church's judge and ruler, he fell at his feet like a dead man. And the Lord had to raise him up with admonition. He said, "Don't be afraid." The keys Jesus spoke of represent access to death and Hades, and by extension, access to heaven, verses 18. Verse 19 says this, "Write these things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter." Says this, this verse presents an outline of the book of Revelation. John was commanded to write what you have seen, what is, and what will take place after this. After writing the vision he had just seen, John was to share about the present state of the seven churches. And we will see that in chapters 2 and 3. And then the future tribulation and the eternal state. Concluding with verse 20. "The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks." The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest and are the seven churches. The chapter closes with an explanation of the vision's symbolism. The seven stars represent seven angels of the seven churches. The Greek word translated angel in the CSB Anglos means messenger. And that's the intended sense here. The pastors who declare God's word then are God's messengers to the churches. The seven lampstands represents the churches themselves, specifically the spiritual light they are to emit. And that will conclude chapter 1. And from this point forward, we will dive into the letter to the seven churches, which will start with a letter to the church in Ephesus. So I hope that this gets you geared up to learn about these seven churches. But before we get into that, we had to get into John's prologue, because Jesus was setting the stage for him to what he wanted John to write and share for the things that is, the things to come. So I hope you have enjoyed this thus far, and stick with me as we will get through these seven churches. Don't be afraid to share this. If you like it, download it, share it. There is more to come, as it is vital that we learn about the Word of God, learn about what's going on in our world today from a spiritual side. That way we won't be alarmed and be shaken. Because as we dive into the second churches, we'll be able to see what's going on even within the churches today, and how God viewed the churches, and how we sometimes view ourselves, only to find out that how we view ourselves is not how God views us. So you will see that in dealing with these seven churches that we'll be talking about in this upcoming series. So once again, I want to thank you for listening to this podcast, sharing it, downloading it, leaving your comments. It's greatly appreciated. Because at the end of the day, the Bible says, out of all of thy getting, get a good understanding. And I hope that as I present this to you, and as you're listening, that in the end, that we all get a good understanding of God's words. Shall we pray this morning? Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you once again for allowing us to get up this morning. Thank you for allowing us to share your word. Thank you for letting me be a vessel to be filled and used by you to get your word out. Now, Lord, we ask that as people go on throughout their day, those who may hear this podcast, that it will be a blessing to them, that they will be in tune to your word and understand what it is you are showing John in this vision as we get prepared to move forward in dealing with the seven churches. Now, Lord, throughout this day, be a shield of protection around us. We need you. We can't get along without you. Strengthen us where we're weak, build us up where we're torn down. We want to thank you once again this morning because you have waking us up. You've given us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, clothed us in our right mind. And we just want to say thank you this morning. Lord, as we go to our various places, our various jobs, whatever the case may be, Lord, we ask that you protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger, seen and unseen. For we can only see so far, but Lord, you can see up the road, over the hill, around the corner. So we ask that you make our destinations a straight, clear, safe path. Help us to be a light, for you said in your word, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, but give you the glory. We thank you for all the blessings you have given, all the blessings you will give. In Jesus' name we do pray. This is for his sake. Amen. Once again, thank you for tuning in and listening, and there will be more to come. So be blessed by the reading, hearing, and doing of God's word.